go ahead and get started. Our agenda is here. On the agenda today, we've got an introduction to new folks, which is great. John Tibbetts and Andrew, we're going to do introductions to them at the beginning of the agenda, and then we're going to get an update on recruiting, then go into the documents that we're currently working on, which include vision, glossary, use cases, capabilities, and roadmap. Any other updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else we should discuss today? All right, if not, let's go ahead and get started. Andrew, would you mind going first?
No problem. What would you like to know?
Whatever you'd like to tell us. Why are you interested in the group? What's your background? That kind of stuff.
All right. I'm Andrew Rosen. I'm a PhD student at Georgia State University. My focus is on distributed hash tables primarily and doing really odd and interesting things with them. And I heard about this project through Brendan, who's my co-author on a whole lot of work.
And to give folks some background, we believe we're going to have quite a bit of distributed hash table work for discovery, identity provider discovery here. So we have a system called Authorization.io, and it kind of does a fair bit of hand-waving on the DHT stuff, and we're hoping that both Brendan and Andrew can help us out in removing some of the hand-waving and putting some real technology in its place. So we're delighted to have you here, Andrew.
Thanks.
Anything else you'd like to tell the group?
Not really. I mean, unless you've got any specific questions, but I'm really interested in what's going on here because I have noticed a kind of bloat of these logging with this identifier that's cropped up on all these websites.
Good. All right. Again, welcome. And we can definitely point you at a couple of things where we'd really appreciate your feedback. John, you're up next. Mind giving us a quick intro?
Yeah, my name is John Tibbetts. I'm an independent, but I've been working for a number of years with enterprises, and usually in integration of system integration, both large and small, people like the FDIC and utility companies. And in the last decade, I've worked exclusively in higher education. I'm active with IMS Global. It's a standards body. We adopted JSON LD maybe 2.5 years ago. And have a number of integration facilities and ways of defining the standards that we're producing that are based on JSON LD as the description of cases. I'm involved with multiple groups at IMS, and one of them is tools interoperability, which is the predominant way of connecting learning systems like, you know, the LMSs that are in most higher ed places, now almost universal now, with digital asset providers, of tool providers of some kind or another over you know, secure, high-integrity channels. And some of the machinery that we have for that is getting a bit long in the tooth, and, you know, based on pieces of OAuth and other stuff. We've done a few SAML-based system integrations. So we're trying to look around for better ways to do things like prove identity and federate identity providers and, you know, than the shibboleth type approaches. So I'm going to be mostly quiet on these calls and just soaking stuff up for a while, I think. So I'm happy to be here, and I love the things that I've read from some of the people in this group. It really has been a great learning experience.
Great, and welcome again, John. It really is fantastic to have you here, especially since, I mean, the LTI stuff, everyone in this group, just about everybody in this group knows about how important that work has been in the education sector and in getting LMSs to interoperate. So that's and creating a really innovative space in the kind of LMS and education sector. So wonderful to have one of the core people here in the group with us. We're looking forward to figuring some cool stuff out with you. So
thank you.
Okay. Next up on the agenda is recruiting. Basically, to give a bit of background, we have, in order to get a W3C working group started, we have to demonstrate that there is enough interest in the work such that they don't charter the work and it immediately fails because there aren't organizations that are interested in solving the problem or deploying the technology. So part of the work that this group is doing is going out and recruiting people to make sure that once the official working group is chartered, that it is on a good path to success. Typically, the W3C goes out and does this type of recruiting, but since we're kind of chomping at the bit to get this stuff done, they've asked us to go out and do it. Okay, so Eric, I think you're the only one that might actually I've got an update on recruiting, but Eric, would you mind going first?
Sure. Thank you, Manu. So this is Eric Korb, President of Credit Trust. I've been working on the recruiting list. I've sent out personal invites to all of my contacts. I just added a few more to the recruiting status file, but I sent out 5 directly to individuals. I also you know, of course, I don't know the responses except when people respond back to me and say, I did it, and I've had at least 4 people come back and say that they've done it. I also took the 100 or so names that you had given me, Manu, privately that as follow-up, and I sent that out yesterday morning, and we've already seen some of these people coming through. However, I'm still concerned that some of these requests are getting stuck in spam. Because some of them have told me they never saw the first request from you. So I'll keep on pushing. The only thing is I don't have access to is the result of the survey. So Manu, do you have any?
I do, yes. I was going to report on that right after you were done.
Okay. So I would just say, yeah, I've got a really good template. If anybody wants to use my template to recruit others, I'd be happy to give it to you guys to use. You know, happy to share what I've been sending out. But so far, we've had some success. So.
Great. Thank you, Eric. Let me pause really quickly. Sonny, would you be able to scribe today? Greg scribed last week, and you're up to scribe. And you might be muted.
I'm kind of mobile today, so I'm not in a position. I'm happy to Skype next week, though.
Okay, all right, thanks.
I'm sorry.
No problem. Is there anyone else? Nate, is your
phone? Yeah, I'll be back in about 2 minutes, ready for. I just got to finish up an email, Manu. Sorry.
Okay, all right. Sorry, Greg. Okay,
no
405 area code, who is that?
That's Brent.
Brent. Hey, Brent. Okay, so, let me, anything, sorry, say that again?
I don't have IRC right now. I'm trying to get that. I can't even offer.
Okay, no problem.
Light.
No problem. Anything else, Eric, before we move on to the next thing?
Other than us getting access to the stats, I don't have, you know, I just need that I can make the updates to the spreadsheet if I have the stats.
Yeah, let me get that for you, Eric.
Okay.
I have shared it with you, and I'm not trying to keep this list secret. It's just we didn't end up doing it. Who else wants access to the spreadsheet while we're on the call? Okay, there we go. All right, shared with you, Eric. You should have access to it now.
Thank you. I'll just go through and put in updates into that spread, into the summary spreadsheet, which is one that we've shared with everybody as well.
Yep. So the good news is that from yesterday, we've got 7 new responses in. So we're very close to tipping over the 5% requirement that W3C has. And this is just internal members. This is not any new recruiting. What we've been told before is if you can get 5% of the membership to back it, then it's a sure thing. But there is, I feel, a bit of a moving of the goalposts going on, because we're very close to this. And now it's, well, yeah, but we would like to see some new members as well. And that's true. Great work, Eric. Thank you so much. We've got some pretty big new names here.
And also, what I plan to do, Manu, just to not pester people too much, is I will send out another ping to the list. And my system will determine those people who have actually opened it. It won't resend them to the people who have already opened the email. So.
Great, great, fantastic. We got, since yesterday, Indiana University, the Hypothesis Project, which is a big JSON-LD web annotations thing. Joannium Research said, they said maybe, so we can't really count them. DQ, who's John Folliott, who's ex-JP Morgan Chase, said that he'd support it. Citrix Ingenico, which does a large number of hardware-based payment terminals. They're from the Web Payments Group, but they're really interested in the being able to provide a credential at point of sale in Dan as well. So that's good. The emails are being effective, so we just need to keep it up. If we can do this same kind of growth for the next 2 weeks, we're solid as far as getting support for W3C membership, and then we should turn our focus on just recruiting new members. And as we've talked about before, we've got some contacts at IMS Global that feel that they can help in that area as well. Thank you for taking over scribing, Nate. Okay. The other good news is that I have been chatting with W3C staff and have identified one staff member that is very interested in championing it internally. I found out that we have a couple of one staff member in particular inside W3C that has been actively critical / roadblocking some of the work, in that that this other staff contact is going to start trying to counteract some of that. So I can't say much more than that, but it's really good news. In order for stuff to happen at W3C, you really need an internal champion. The one that I've been chatting with is really fantastic. Very, very type A personality, wants to get stuff done. So it's good news. We didn't have that. We had folks that said that they were going to get behind us, but never really did. I have a feeling that this one is, when they say they're going to do something, they're going to do it. So that's good news. I don't think there's anything else on recruiting. Any updates, Nate or Sonny or anyone else that's doing recruiting?
Yeah, so just two updates from me on Concentric Sky. We're still really taking a deep look at the technology, and I think we're going to reach out to Manu probably like tomorrow or the next day with questions. One engineer took a look at it and was a little concerned with the number of new technologies that were sort of being added in order to make it all work. And so I asked that we have another one of our senior architects take a look, and we can sort of have a conversation together on it. And then in the Badge Alliance, I was talking a little, reaching out to Mozilla Foundation again. I'm not sure, like as we've mentioned before, that I'm not sure that they're going to be able to push, you know, Mozilla as a company to support this at the moment. But Concentric Sky is at least on board for an interest group, and you know, we'll know at the end of the week whether we immediately support working group.
Interest group or community group?
Well, you know, like obviously we're represented in the community group, but I got them to say that we'd support, you know, further investigation along these lines for sure, and you know. I'm hopeful that we can, you know, everything passes engineering review this week, and we'll probably talk to you a little bit about that more.
Okay. This week. Yep. And I hear them loud and clear on the number of new technologies. It is a concern for all of us, but we don't see any other way around it. But yeah, happy to have a much more detailed discussion about it.
Cool.
Okay, anything else with respect to recruiting? Okay, if not, let's jump into our documents. So next up is the vision. Greg, would you mind giving us a quick update on the stuff that you committed to the source control?
Yeah, so I started off on the vision document, which is linked in the agenda. Thank you. And basically went through the transferring over the boilerplate from the web payments, as well as updating the sort of dialect of respec. Which included extracting common definitions and coming up with aliases for those definitions. So we now have a common file which is included in all of the different specs that creates the definitions and aliases for them so they can easily be used in the other documents. I also went through the use cases and roadmap and did basic updates to be compatible with that. The vision document, though, has sort of a boilerplate information, I guess waiting for the dust to settle on the Google Doc for the vision document, and then we can port that information over.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Greg, for putting all that together. And then also a big thanks to Shane, who did the glossary, auto glossary, unified glossary stuff in the web payments group. We're benefiting from a lot of the painful work in the web payments group by stealing the work and reusing it here.
There's another facility we might consider using where I believe with setting the proper bases, we can simply reference issues rather than regurgitating them within each document, and it will pull the issue description out of GitHub. So we might want to consider making use of that going forward.
Absolutely. That would be great. Yep, that would be fantastic if we could do that. How difficult would that be, Greg?
It's not hard. I've done it in a couple of other specs, and I can make a path through where we have, although it'll probably involve creating some issues that are in line within the documents right now.
Okay, great. Thank you, Greg. Okay, so we've got a stub for the vision document. I've seen that Joe and Eric have been kind of working on that vision document as well. Again, it's supposed to be a quick one to two pager at most to outline our vision for credentials around the world, on the web and around the world. Okay. Anything else on vision before we move on? Eric, did you have any comments from the editing that you and Joe have been doing?
I haven't gotten back to it since I last put it up there, but we're just now. I think there was a bunch of things I put in the doc, like question marks. Like I'm looking for people's feedback as to, you know, what exactly are we calling these, you know, calling it. What's the project? So trying to transform what was there from the web payments and reinterpret that to be credentials. So, you know, everybody who's got access to the doc, feel free to dive in. But, maybe we should set up a meeting to all talk about it.
Okay. Well, yeah, maybe, like, do you want to dive into it next during the call next week? Eric,
was that
do, you want
me,
to in, do you want to dive into it during the call next week, during the
yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
But I would only want to do that presuming that the rest of the people who volunteer have a chance to take a look at it, so I'm hoping that they do. Otherwise, we'll just be blind.
Got it. Yep. So maybe if folks can make sure to take a look at the vision document and put your comments in there by next Tuesday, then we can have a good discussion on it. Okay. Anything else on vision before we move on?
I would just say, has anybody else had a chance to take a look at it?
I took a quick look at it, but that's about
okay.
It. All right. Next up is glossary. This was not on the agenda, but it's worth mentioning. We have a glossary now, and this is modeled after the glossary in the web payments group. The payments landscape is far more complicated than credentials, if that's possible. So the payments group has multiple international standard-setting organizations, and each standard-setting organization has their own set of terminology and wording. And so in that group, we found it nearly impossible to talk about payments without cross-referencing what a payment instrument or a payee was. So we had the European definition of it, we had the U.S. definition of it, we had the ISO definition of it. So these are all standard-setting bodies. I have a feeling that we're going to hit something similar in this group, but not nearly as terrible. But it would be good to have kind of a unified glossary for the group. So that's what's there. Greg said that he created some of the core terminology, and you'll see that in Section 2, terminology section in the glossary here. This terminology section is a live document, which means that when terminology is used in any of our other documents, it's automatically pulled in from the glossary. So we don't have to worry about keeping all these documents in sync. There is one source of truth for each definition, and it's pulled from automatically, programmatically pulled from the glossary. So it's great because people don't have to jump around. They don't have to keep jumping from the document they're reading back to the glossary document, back to the document they're reading. They can just stay in the same document, and everything's kept in sync. So Section 2 is the terminology section. Section 3 is a cross-references section. And the purpose of the cross-references section is to say, you know, this is what we mean by recipients. But for example, maybe IMS Global has a slightly different, you know, meaning for it. Maybe some European standard-setting body has a slightly different definition. So at that point, we say, you know, this is our definition for recipient, and it is aligned with definitions here, here, and here, and we point to the other specifications so that people can map in their mind, if they're from a different group, they can map pretty easily what we mean by the definitions that we have. And I think that's really all the glossary is meant to do. It's so that we start getting more accurate with the language that we use in this group. Any questions on the glossary? All right, moving on to use cases. Let's see. Here's the link to the use cases document. I was not able to touch the use cases document at all. Is anybody else able to over the last week? I think it's still it's still very old. It's the old format.
Yeah, only to update the terminology.
Okay. Yep. It still needs to be. We still need to move all the use cases over, which is a good, 6 to 8 hours of work, I think.
So for the use cases, I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm asking questions. For the use cases, how far are you supposed to push them? In terms of this just to be general and intentionally vague, just to give an idea of what's going on, or is this supposed to be comprehensive from a systems design or security point of view?
They're supposed to be fairly comprehensive, but that was Brandon talking, Nate. They're supposed to be fairly comprehensive, but not to you don't need to get all the way to deriving requirements from them. The use cases, at least the way that we've been doing in them in the web payments group, and it worked out pretty well, is you just describe at a very high level what you want the system to be able to do. Without really going into the details. So it's very close to, you know, I want a pony without defining how exactly you get a hold of that pony. So you can be kind of fantastical in it, and then the group's going to go back in and kind of review and see whether or not this is really a use case that we want to include in the document. We are also going to go through an exercise at some point where we prioritize which use cases we want to support in version one or phase one, and which use cases we want to push off into the future. Understanding that, you know, when we create a new working group at W3C, it has to be very, very narrowly focused in order to be successful. And if we cast the net too wide, we run the risk of having kind of a permanent working group, which is always a bad idea. Did that answer your question, Brendan?
Yes, thank you very much.
The other thing to keep in mind is don't look at that use cases document as in its current form. We have a Google Doc with the actual use cases now. I don't know if you've seen that one. Let me.
Yes, I'm looking at that right now.
You're looking at the Google Doc?
Yes, sir.
Okay, use cases. Could you paste the link in IRC? I don't have a link to that one right now. Do you have a link to that, Brendan, that you could paste in IRC? I'm looking for it where I am. Thank you, Nate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the right one. Okay, yeah, loaded up. It is.
Yeah. Okay. So, Brandon, that's the Google Doc link, and those are our use cases, and that's the stuff that really needs to be moved over into the other document. You and I and Andrew could talk about a bit more detail when we chat tomorrow. Just go over how you do editing and respec and all that other kind of stuff that we use to put together documents at W3C.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else on use cases before we move on? Okay, next up are capabilities. Let me find the link to that. Capabilities. I just put together this document this morning. Oops, sorry, wrong link. Correct link. The capabilities basically describe the type of features we want the credentials system to have, the global credentials architecture to have. They are derived from the use cases. And they include categories like issuing, storage, credential management, credential consumption, stuff like that. And then what each, you know, they're kind of a mixture of requirements and capabilities in this document. So the progress is the document exists now. It's hooked up to the terminology. It has a basic structure. And we just have to start filling content out at this point. Any questions or concerns about capabilities? Okay, if not, we can move on to the next one, which is roadmap. And the link to the roadmap is here. Another thing to note is that if you don't know how to find these documents, if you just go to opencreds.org, so opencred, if you look at opencreds.org and you click on specs up at the top, they will be a link to every single one of these documents. That page has also been updated, so it links to vision and glossary and use cases and roadmap. The other thing to note is that whenever anybody makes any change to the source code repository, the website automatically updates itself. It listens to GitHub and auto updates itself. So anything that you see on the site is really the latest version that's published. Greg, you're on the queue.
Yeah, a workflow that's worked well for me in the CSV working group is, particularly when there's multiple editors involved, is to use pull requests. So create a free feature branch, do your changes, and then you can do a pull request. In many respects, we made use of the pull request, even if it was immediately then pulled by the author. That way, you also avoid overlapping issues because GitHub's quite good at resolving those or telling you if it can resolve those things.
Yep, good point. I'm seeing a plus one from Brendan for pull requests.
And if you can, if you do have the ability, if you make the branch within the OpenCreds repository rather than in a fork of it, it makes it easier for other people to participate in that if there's either a sympathetic change or a correction that they have to that before the pull request is actually committed.
Very good point. All right. So we should probably adopt that workflow. Or let's adopt that workflow, unless people feel that it's too much. But the pull requests work out really well on GitHub. Any objections to adopting the workflow? Does anyone not want to work like that? Okay, that will be the way we work on all these documents. Back to, got a plus one from Nate as well. Back to the roadmap. I have not been able to touch that document at all. Greg, I think, did you?
I went through just, again, to make the terminology consistent. I think it required, at least I believe I did. It now looks a little different than I recall. I must not have touched this because the we don't have a terminology section in there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this document also needs to be updated as well. Okay. Okay. So I think those are all the documents that we're currently working on. We've made a decent bit of progress in the last week on them. And honestly, at this point, it's just a bunch of grunt work to get the text in the documents and move the text over from the Google Docs and then start iterating. Typically what happens at this stage is that once the editors get the first set of text in there, we're going to ask for reviews from the group, and people will just go through and review the documents, point out places that are confusing, point out places that need to be refined or things added to. And it's basically rinse and repeat. We're going to do that for at least the next couple of months, while in parallel we try to get a working group started at W3C. And I've got a couple more calls with W3C staff to talk about that over the rest of this week. Okay, that's our agenda for today. Any other comments, anything else we should discuss before we end the call for today? Okay, so for those that are editors or authors for those documents, try to get some text written this week so that we have something to review next week. If you do get some text written, please send a ping out to the mailing list so that people know that you've made the addition and they can review it and have some thoughts for you by next week. Okay, anything else for the call today? All right.
The only thing I would say, I would bring everybody's attention to the video that Timothy posted to the group. There's a point there at about 30 minutes in that talks exactly about what we're doing, and so I highly recommend that we all that you watch it if you haven't.
Do you have a link to the video?
It is in that email. I'm responding to it now, so I'll make sure that that link is in there. From from Vint Cerf.
From Vint Cerf, great.
Yeah. At the 29-minute mark, he talks about credentials on the web, and it's almost precisely what we've been defining.
Yeah. So the important. The bit's really great, and thanks to Tim for pointing that out. We have a couple of pretty good links into Vint Cerf. We know people that are good that have been working with him for the past 15 plus years. This is important because Google is not involved in this work yet, and Vint was out there talking about the need for exactly what we're doing in this group. So I might reach out to a couple of our contacts to make sure that Vint knows that this work is ongoing. We did meet up with him at the Internet Governance Forum. Where was that? In Bali? No. In Istanbul last year, and we briefly mentioned it to him, but I'm sure he talks to 1,000 people a month, so a refresher might be good. But that might prompt Google to become more heavily involved. Vint might know the people inside Google that would want to see something like this work. Great work with everyone. I think we're able to piece together something that we can actually act on. Based on Tim's post. All right. Anything else for today? All right. Thanks, everyone, for the call. Have a great rest of the week. Editors, authors, please commit some text over the next week, and we'll chat again next Tuesday at the same time. Thanks, all. Bye.
Bye.